around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
You must be crazy going around talking like that.
Hey, I want a man to give up his gun.
It ain't hardly decent.
I assure you, I'm in my right mind. Why, it would be a protection to all.
A protection? It'd be like inviting your own killing.
That's right, Zach. A man wouldn't be safe.
Oh, he'd be safer. Now, you notice that I don't have a gun.
Yeah, and you ain't safe, mister.
No one attempts to assault me.
Well, what'd you do if they did?
Yeah, what would you do?
Well, no one has any reason.
Well, what did you do if somebody pushed you? Just like that.
Huh? And knocked you off your feet.
I'd walk away from you.
Oh, you'd have to get up first.
Now, a gun would have come in handy now, wouldn't it, huh?
All right, hold on there. Leave that man alone.
Well, he kicked him.
Yeah. Less than you.
Hey. Well, let go of me now.
That other fellow's running off.
Let him go.
Well, you should all let go of me, too, Marshal. He wasn't doing nothing.
You don't think knocking an old man down is anything, huh?
Why, he was talking crazy, Marshal.
So you knocked him down and kicked him?
Well, he wanted to take our guns away, Marshal.
I bet you were scared to death.
He ain't coming around, Mr. Dillon.
All right, Chester, you better go get Doc.
Well, what about me?
From now on, you get out of here. But if anything serious is wrong with this man, I'll come after you.
Yeah. Oh, sure, Marshal, but we didn't mean no harm.
Now, go on. All right, change my mind. You know, you better put your foot up on the rail, Kitty.
Huh?
Oh. Having a drink at the bar isn't legal without doing that.
Aye, man. Is it legal to stand here without drinking at all?
Hey, you'd know more about that than I would since you own the place.
Maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to charge everybody for just standing around at that.
I don't think you have to worry. Your customers don't waste much time without glasses in their hands.
Mm, sometimes I wish they would. It'd save wear and tear.
Hello, Kitty.
Oh, hello, Doc.
Hello, Doc. You going to give me one of your old jokes about how you knew you'd find me wasting time in here?
No, not today. No. It's so hot outside that this is the only sensible place to be. Even for you.
Hey, better remember he said that, Matt. It may never happen again.
Yeah, you're so right, Kitty.
I'll see you two later. I want to check some things with Sam.
Yeah. Now, Doc, how's the old man?
Oh, Homer Lately? Yeah, and I think he's going to be all right. He twisted his leg when he went down, and he hit his head an awful crack.
Yeah.
I'm keeping him with me for a couple of days, just to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, that's good.
Wish you'd come up and talk to him, Matt.
Oh? Any special reason?
And I'm afraid if you don't, this thing is going to happen all over again.
Well, how's that?
Well, this Homer isn't just an old fella who wanders around the town acting strange. Oh, no, he's perfectly sane. And he's quite serious about what he's doing. Now, he believes with everything that's in him that there's a lot of senseless killing and violence in places like Dodge.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Of course he is. Of course he is. But he's bound and determined to wage a one-man campaign about it. See, he's going from town to town trying to put across his idea wherever he goes.
You mean he wants everybody to give up their guns, huh?
That's it, yeah.
Not very likely, Doc.
No, it isn't. But he's completely dedicated about it. He's packing all of his worldly goods around with him. He has quite a sack of gold, and he's planning to spend the rest of his life trying to get men to give up guns.
He's likely to get himself killed if he talks too much in a place like Doc. Yes, you're probably right, though, Doc. I better go have a talk with him, I guess.
Yeah, I'm heading for the barber shop, so I'll walk a ways with you.
All right, let's go. You know, Doc, if you've got a haircut, nobody's going to know you.
You're a fine one to talk.
Lou? Hmm? You been listening or just swilling on that whiskey?
I was listening when that Marshal's around. No telling what a man might hear.
Yeah, like now.
Yeah, like now.
Lou?
Yeah?
That old fella, that Homer?
Hmm?
Sounds kind of interesting. You might want to get a little bit better acquainted sometime, huh?
That's what I was thinking, Harry.
All right, then, Lou. You just finish your drink, and we'll think about it.
And now, here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Bergen, why did you stop the car here?
I want to talk to that farmer.
Oh, mister. Oh, you call me?
Why, it's Mortimer Smith.
Oh, where? Oh, that's me.
Are there any General Motors dealers around here?
No, but we got some Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and Cadillac dealers, though, and some Chevy and GMC truck dealers, too.
Mortimer, those are all General Motors dealers.
No! Well, what do you want to see them all for?
Well, I only want to see one for Guardian maintenance.
Do they make that car, too?
No, that's a service that's available only at General Motors dealers' service departments.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And right now, they're featuring complete lubrications, quality appearance services, brake adjustments, and front-end inspections. It's quality work performed by GM-trained servicemen at a fair price.
Well, that makes good sense even to me.
Mr. Laidley.
Oh, in here.
Matt Dillon. All right if I come in?
Oh, come in, Marshal Dillon. Come in. Oh, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Adams has told me of your kindness in rescuing me from those ruffians. I want to thank you, sir.
Oh, sure. Well, how are you feeling?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with me, Marshal Dillon. Just a bump on the head. I should be on my way.
Doc usually knows what he's doing. You better stay a while if he says so.
I'd be ungrateful if I didn't, sir. Oh, I'll stay until he releases me, of course.
Yeah, that's good. You have a place around here?
Temporarily, Marshal, temporarily. You know the old Miller place?
Oh, yeah, up north. It's been deserted.
That's right, sir. I'm staying there till my work around Dodge City is completed.
Your work?
My mission, Marshal Dillon.
Yeah. I came to talk to you about that.
Oh? Well, I'd be glad to interest you in it, sir. It's quite simple.
Yeah. You want people to give up their guns, is that it?
There's too much shooting and violence, Marshal Dillon. There are too many guns.
You're right, Mr. Laidley, there are.
You mean you'll help me?
No.
What? Huh?
That won't work.
Guns don't work, Marshal Dillon. I was there at the siege of Atlanta. All that burning and the pillage. Guns didn't do us any good then.
Maybe not.
There has to be a day when mankind puts its guns aside, or the world will end in violence, destroyed by its own arms.
Now, that day may come, Mr. Laidley, but right now things are still raw and new around here. Man has to be able to protect himself.
Shooting is no protection, Marshal Dillon.
It's too early to make him believe that in Dodge.
I must continue to try.
Well, I'm asking you not to.
But is there a law against it, sir?
No, Mr. Laidley, there's no law. But you could get hurt again.
I'm fighting against violence, Marshal Dillon, but I'm not afraid.
No, I guess you're not. But I kind of wish you were.
When he's asleep on this kid. Who want to overtime like this anyway?
Hey, Lou, look up there. There's a man who really knows how to
handle. How's that?
Oh, I was just telling my partner here, you sure do know how to handle that hammer.
Well, now, I don't know if there's too much to it.
For sure there is. I seen fellas never get the knack, ain't you?
Yeah, sure.
Huh? Well, it ain't that he get too much practice. Folks don't steal the marshal sign very regular. Let him try and tear that down.
That looked like a good job. Right, nice job.
Well, I thank you kindly.
Yeah, I'll help you down.
Well, thank you, sir. I declare it's nice to meet up with somebody who appreciates a man's work.
Well, I bet the marshal appreciates your work.
Well, no. Sometimes I ain't so sure of that at all.
Oh, you got to know what's going on and all?
Oh, well, sure, I know what's going on.
That's why we come to you. We thought maybe you could help us.
Well, I'd be proud to help.
Oh, that's mighty friendly of you.
Well, now, if a man can't take time to be friendly, he ain't worth much.
That's true. And now that's what we come to see you about, is a friend of ours. And we'd like to know where we could find him.
Well, I know most everybody in Dodge. What's his name?
Homer.
Yes. Well, there's Homer Parks. But he's been dead for 2 years. Then there's Homer Laidley.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, now, I'm afraid I got some bad news for you there, too.
Homer ain't dead, is he?
No, he ain't dead. He's up at docks, though, for a couple of days. He was beat an awful bad hurt.
Oh, well, ain't that a shame.
Who'd want to do a thing like that, hurting poor old Homer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a terrible thing, all right. Hey, you want to go on up to docks and pay him a visit?
Well, I tell you, I always figured a man ought to have some time to himself when he's bad hurt.
Yeah, to get strong with.
Yes, well, he'll be going home in a couple days.
That'd probably be better. You know, for us to wait and see him out there, it feels better. What do you think?
Well, that's what I think.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Only thing is, with us new here in Dodge, I don't know where Homer's place is.
Well, my goodness me. I can tell you that.
You can?
Yeah, he's out at the little bar place just out of town of Pease.
Oh? You know how to get there?
Well, sure I do. You head north about a mile to the first crossroads.
Uh-huh.
Then you head east down the creek. You can't miss it.
Well, now, that's fine. We sure do. Thank you.
It wasn't nothing at all.
Oh, say, we'd like to ask you just one more thing.
What's that?
If you should run into our friend Homer, you know, don't tell him we're going to look him up. We sort of want to surprise him.
Now, that's kindly nice. Of course, I won't tell him.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all right. And I won't say a thing. I couldn't rightly tell him nothing anyhow. I don't know what your names are.
Hi, this is Dennis James with a longtime favorite. Long-time favorites are usually the best, aren't they? And one favorite folks have relied on over the years is Kellogg's All Brand, since 1919, America's favorite natural laxative cereal. Kellogg's All Brand is the safe, gentle way to overcome irregularity caused by lack of bulk in your diet. It tastes good, too, and it never gets mushy in milk. There's only one All Brand, Kellogg's All Brand. So relieve constipation the way millions do with Kellogg's All Brand. A-double-L-hyphen-B-R-A-N. Yes, you're so right to stay regular with Kellogg's All Brand. Try it, okay? Okay.
And here you are, Miss Kitty. Myself.
Ah, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
I wish I could buy you a better dinner for your birthday, Kitty, but this is about all Dodge has to offer.
That's all right, Matt. I don't want my birthday remembered too well anyway.
Now, come on, Kitty. It's not that bad.
It's that bad for a woman as soon as she gets out of her teens.
Good. I'm not a woman.
Sure is. How's the old fellow at the docks, Matt? He gone home yet?
Yeah, he went home yesterday. I just hope he stays there.
Poor old man.
He'd be all right. He just keeps from arguing with people.
Well, I guess if you believe in something like he does, you can't keep quiet.
Yeah, maybe not.
He's right, you know.
Oh, now, Kitty.
I know. You can't take off your gun right now, but he's got the right idea. It makes me sick, men and their senseless gunfights.
Well, old man lately has at least one follower.
Yeah, he certainly does. It's awful lonely when the world won't listen to you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Good, he has friends.
Friends?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he knew anybody in Dodge.
Well, according to Chester, he does.
Oh?
Yeah. Chester said two men stopped and asked him all about Homer and how he was getting along and where he was, where he lived.
And Chester told him?
Well, sure. They asked Chester not to say anything to old Homer about it. They were going to surprise him.
I think I better pay him a visit, too.
Any special reason?
I'm not sure, Kitty, but it could be Homer's friends are making a surprise visit on his sack of gold.
Sack of gold?
Yeah, and Homer insists on keeping it with him.
You're awful suspicious about people, aren't you? They could really be friendly, you know.
Yeah, they could. But I still think I'll go out and visit Homer. Mr. Laidley, you're home.
Who's there?
Matt Dillon.
Oh, just a minute, Marshal Dillon. I'll unlock the door. Oh, come in.
Thank you. I'm glad to get in out of that rain.
Oh, pull up that chair near the stove, Marshal Dillon. I was just making some coffee. Could I offer you some?
Oh, that'll be fine. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yes, it's good and hot.
The hotter, the better.
There you are.
Ah, thank you. Ah, that's fine. You got quite a bolt on that door of yours.
Just because a man doesn't wear a gun, Marshal Dillon, doesn't mean that he's foolhardy.
I'm glad to hear that. That's one thing I came to see you about.
The bolt on my door?
No, Mr. Laidley, the gold you have with you.
You know about the gold.
Well, news like that gets around fast.
Marshal Dillon, are you suspicious of my gold? I assure you it's mine.
No, I just wondering if it's safe.
I've always been able to take care of it.
Well, you're getting farther west all the time, Mr. Laidley. Things are sometimes harder to control, especially if it's known that you don't carry a gun. Have you ever thought about putting your gold in the vault at the bank?
No, it won't be necessary.
Well, I'd be glad to ride in with you when you do take it in.
No. Thank you, Marshal Dillon, but no. A man has a right to keep his things with him.
I just want to be sure you keep it.
I know you mean well, Marshal Dillon. You have storms like this often in this part of the country?
I guess this bad and worse.
Why don't you stay here the night? Why, you can't go out in that. Look there. Why, you can't see 10 feet in front of you.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Can I put up my horse in the barn?
Certainly, and welcome. There are oats and sacking to rub him down, and then come back here. You can bed down here for the night.
Well, thanks, Mr. Laidley. I'll be back as soon as I take care of my horse.
Thank you.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice-cold Pepsi-Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics, so serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay up and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
You sure picked a fine night for riding out here. We're sure it's fine. Everybody but us home in bed is the way we want it.
Well, we didn't need to stay so long in that saloon before we got
short. Oh, we did. It gave the rain time to slack off, now, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
And it gives the old man time to get dead asleep.
Supposing he ain't.
Well, that don't matter much.
What do you mean?
I sure ain't going to start worrying about an old man who don't even carry a gun.
No.
Well, shut up, man.
Well, what are we going to do?
I ain't ready to tell you. Just ride along.
Well, you'd ought to tell me, Harry. Ain't I your partner?
I'll tell you when we get there. Now, shut up.
What was that?
Old man, throw the bull around.
Now, you stay down, Mr. Lively. I'll take care of it. Did you take my gun?
Marshal, I don't want any shooting.
There's shooting already. You're in trouble. You better dig up that gun.
Oh, no. I can handle it.
My gun, Mr. Lively.
I'm not afraid. I'll talk to them.
No, don't open that door.
No.
I didn't come to talk.
Well, I wouldn't have harmed them.
Just take it easy, Mr. Lately.
They'll shoot you, too.
They're sure going to try.
I can't have that. I can't be the cause of another man's death.
Mr. Lately, where's my gun?
Your gun?
Where is it? Just tell me where.
Well, it's in there.
Come on, quick.
Back room. Over 10 buckets.
Okay. Well, at least you didn't unload it.
Hey, Marshal, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. One of them rode off. I think I got the other one. You just lie easy while I check. I shot one. He's dead.
Marshal, maybe you were right.
How's that?
Maybe it is too soon for me to give up guns.
Not tonight it is.
Someday, maybe.
Yeah, Mr. Lately, maybe someday men will be walking on the streets of Dodge City without guns.
But I'm afraid I won't live to see.
But somebody will, Mr. Lately. Don't forget that. Somebody will.
Houston, directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Marion Clark, with editorial supervision by John Meston. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.